Most important thing that came out of today for me was the explanation of exactly what's going on. And I think there's been a lot of confusion around the local property tax. I think the local property tax hasn't changed since 2020. That's important. For the last 4 years, it hasn't changed. And, you know, there may have been different posts of misinformation put out there over the last number of years about the local property tax. I think the one thing that today did give us an opportunity to, I think the executive explained the implications of this. It's not just about the 1.4 million, but it gives us the ability and the capacity to go and borrow more. And they were telling us that we can borrow up to 19 million more with the 1.4 million. But I think it's important now that it hasn't been increased since 2020, and we've agreed now that it won't be increased for the next 5 years. That's a fair significant development by us as a council. It shows that we're a council that's willing to step up to the mark. We've been very ambitious with a lot of capital plans, and you know, we've opened 200 million in different areas of capital works ongoing. And I suppose I tried to explain it myself in the chamber earlier. It's about whether you're going to the credit union or going to the bank or to borrow. I think it's about demonstrating your own ability to pay. And once the department is allocating funds us, we're stepping up to the plate to say, whatever the project is, whether it's a URDF for Letterkenny, whether it's a pier for Port Salon, or whether it's something for whatever different areas, I think that shows that we're stepping up to do it. And I think even the newer members that were somewhat confused in the morning would have learned a lot from the day. And I hope they do, because at the end of the day, most people are well-intentioned coming here to Lifford to represent their people. So to me, it took a long time to get the decision, but I think that's more important than having a rushed decision. And I think the outcome of today, I think, will hopefully give everyone a good, solid footing moving forward now for the next 5 years in the council. But of course, there was a lot of confusion around the decision today, that some members were getting it mixed up with the capital budget, which is due on the 5th of December. So look, I think today has been a good day for the council, a good day for everyone, and it's important that we give everyone their opportunity to have their say. But all in all, I think most people got a good understanding of it, and I think if that's, you know, if takes longer, then so be it. But listen, it's been a long day, but at least now for the next 5 years, the executive and the council can go, and they can borrow, and they can plan ahead. And I think that's very, very important for us as a council moving forward.